The rapid increase of trains carrying crude oil across a region has raised alarm bells in the wake of a series of serious accidents. Communities and first responders say they can't adequately prepare for possible disasters because railroads are not required to give any information on the shipments. That's about to change, at least to some extent, with a new regulation that takes effect tomorrow. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
An emergency order from the U.S. Transportation Department now requires railroads to tell states how many trains carrying highly volatile Bakken crude are expected to travel through each week and on which routes. The order was issued just a week after the latest oil train accident, a derailment in Lynchburg, Virginia, that sent 8-story fireballs into the sky.
I think it's a very small step in the right direction.
Eric DePlace is policy director with Seattle's Sightline Institute. The environmental think tank has been reporting on what it calls an emerging pipeline on rails. He says the new federal rules don't go far enough.
Let's keep in mind, this is not requiring them to use safer tank cars. This is not requiring them to slow down in our neighborhoods. This is not requiring them to inform emergency responders of the dangers. All they're having to do is tell us some very rough figures about how many potentially explosive trains are in our states. So, you know, it's better than nothing, but it's hardly where we need to be.
Sightline has been documenting the growth in oil train traffic. DePlace says nationally it's increased nearly 60-fold over the past 5 years. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.